Shane McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Three staff at an Indian hospital have been suspended after a deadly blaze in the intensive care unit, according to authorities Tuesday, as the toll from the disaster rose to 20. Akhila Bihari Ota is a local official.
Right now, there are 100-odd people who are getting treated at various hospitals. We are trying to see that, you know, the best of treatment is provided to the people who have been admitted, and we hope nothing wrong further happens.
Fire broke out Monday night in the dialysis ward of the hospital in Odisha State before quickly spreading to other floors. The fire may have been started by a short circuit. However, there's been no official confirmation. Some 30,000 Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga and Sunni tribal fighters paused Tuesday on the second day of an assault to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. The air and ground assault was launched early Monday from multiple directions. The UN resident and humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grand, expressed alarm over the fate of the civilian population there.
We would expect that up to a million civilians would try and leave the city. Of the million, upwards of 700,000 people would need some kind of shelter. They would be unable to reach villages, or they wouldn't be sponsored. They would depend upon us to be in a camp or to be in a tent or to receive some kind of direct assistance.
France is to host an international meeting on the political future of Mosul on Thursday. Meanwhile, Turkish Airlines has suspended temporarily flights to three major cities in Iraq, including Erbil, Najaf, and Basra. This is